It's the Falcon Cast Podcast, the official podcast of the Atlanta Falcons. I'm Matt Moore, joined by Jay Adams and Reed Farron. Hey, another 1-0 week, as Coach Smith says. It's you win one, you feel good. You win two, you start the winning streak, right?
It's what it's all about, stringing them together. It's been nice.
Yeah, Reed, what have you felt locker room vibe? You're our locker room correspondent. Are the guys still the same as ever, or can you tell there's a little swagger building there with a two-game win streak?
I actually asked that very question to Kamal yesterday, and he said, yeah, it's starting to come back, but it's a week-by-week, game-by-game process, and of all things, they have completely bought in to the 1-0 mentality.
All right, and real quick, we want to, you know, last week we asked what would be your Falcon band. We got two entries. And we had more views than just two people. So here's what I'm doing. I'm going to give it to both people. Both people get a prize. So we will get your contact info. And that just shows that I will give prizes out if you tweet in and participate. So come on, guys. You can do better than that. Give us some entries when we ask for it, all right? Right, Jay? Jay, you disappointed Jay.
I'm very disappointed.
So here's our – who did we get here? We got lead singer Roddy White, drummer Matt Bryant, guitarist – Matty Ice and bassist Julio Jones. That's good. And then this guy is Roddy White. No, next. What's the next one? Both sec. Here we go. Singer Willie Moe. This would be my drummer. Solia is awesome. Guitarist Star. Bassist Tola. That is the true winner. But I'm going to give a prize to both of you. Very well done. But we want more entries. Okay, so let's get into it. The Falcons are in first place. This is a first place podcast now. The Falcons are in first place in the NFC South. Doesn't matter if you what division you're in. If you happen to have the best record, you're in first place, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that. Look, I get, you know, why some people get caught up in the style points thing. And, you know, it's a college football thing. I get that. But, I mean, look. When you're in first place, you're in first place, you're in first place, and it really doesn't matter what your record is, obviously. I mean, we've seen where teams have had losing records and they've made the playoffs, and they've hosted playoff games. So, you know, that's the thing. You just got to keep grinding away and keep pulling off these wins when you can. But really, your division race is the most important one because that's the one that's going to get you into the playoffs.
And I've heard this, which is not good, is the, wow. You got to win this week because look what's ahead. And the next two, you got the 9-1 Cardinals, and then you got to go to Green Bay. No. In my world, Reed, you don't play Arizona and Green Bay. You are only playing the Cleveland Browns right now. It is all about this game.
You've been hanging out with Coach Smith, haven't you?
A lot.
You bought in with all three of us, just like the team has bought in, and that's what they're focused on. I mean, Matt Ryan was asked yesterday, even though you're in first place, you're 4-6. And Matt looked at him and said, it doesn't matter. You're on top of that division. You're looking down while you're right now looking tied kind of with the Saints, even though we have the tiebreaker. That's what they're focused on, and they're thinking about nothing other than the Cleveland Browns.
And I segue that into, on our script, it says, thoughts on playoff possibilities. No, we're not going to get into playoff possibilities because we got to focus on this game and this game only. So let's talk about the Browns. When I think of the Browns, what I've seen from them so far is Mike Pettine has got that team playing with a physicality. Mm-hmm. And that they're going to punch you in the mouth team. You know, one of the old school black and blue AFC North teams that really kind of fit that mold. They're going to want to establish the run, win in the trenches. And so that's something that, you know, the Falcon O-line, Falcon D-line, need to get ready for, you know, this could be one of those, as Smitty likes to say, a two-chin strap game.
Yeah, you know, Mike Pettine is, you know, he comes from Buffalo. It's where he was last as the defensive coordinator. And being a former Western New York guy myself, you know, I still kind of follow what the Bills do. And he's really responsible for what that defense has turned into, just a hard-nosed defense, and that really has translated itself into an overall mentality in Cleveland. They're playing some very good football. I think the Falcons, though, can really get something done on the ground. They're going to have to keep the ball on the ground, I think, for a lot of this game because that secondary of Cleveland is just one of the best in the league. So that, for me, is one of the biggest keys in this game is the Falcons' run game.
Speak a little bit more to that. that. I mean, Tashaun Gibson, the free safety, 6 interceptions leading the league. Obviously, Joe Hayden, high-profile cornerback, who Matt Ryan talked about, ball hockey mentality. But then on the flip side, on the offensive side of the ball, the guys aren't sleeping on Josh Gordon. Smitty talked about it. He feels that he's going to be up to speed entering this week, the 6'3", big playmaking wide receiver. So the Falcons are ready on both sides of the ball, keeping an eye on each side, both defensively and offensively, their weapons.
As we talked, Smitty, you said I've been around him too much, and I have. I was in his office yesterday filming UPS logistics of the game, and I said, Coach, we've won the turnover battle the past 2 weeks, haven't we? And he said, Matt, you're learning. He said, when you win the turnover battle and you play smart with and not get penalized, which he said we kind of did last week. He said there were some things he wasn't happy about on that round. He said, but we've won the turnover battle the past 2 weeks, and look what happened. He said, if you win the turnover battle, you're automatically about to win the game 80% of the time. And you mentioned the Browns are a ball-hawking team. Taking care of the ball is the most important thing for this game. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And even Roddy said it last week when he had his big game. He said the offense still isn't doing enough. So when we take care of the ball, when our defense turns the ball over, gets the ball back into our hands, we have to do something with it. And I know that's something they're focused on in the film room and on the practice field this week, is executing on early first, second downs, not having third and longs, and trying to make more of an offensive effort to put the ball in the end zone rather than splitting the uprights through Matt Bryan's field goal.
You know, the other thing here is the way the Falcons secondary has created some turnovers. Mm-hmm. And, when William Moore went out in week 4, I know there was a lot of concern over what's going to happen back there. You lose some veteran leadership. But give it up to the young safeties who have come in, Kamal, Dez Southward. I mean, these guys have really progressed, I think, since William Moore has been out. And I think you're seeing that as a result, more turnovers. You're able to kind of create a little bit more. Quarterbacks don't know a whole lot about these guys right now, their tendencies, different things like that. But when they're able to make some big plays, it seems like they're capitalizing on it.
All right, let's take a break with Bosek, our extraordinaire producer over there, Brian Bosek. What do you got for us, Bosek? How you doing, by the way?
I'm doing pretty well. Much better than last week because now we have 2 wins under our belt, and we're starting to seem a little bit more legit, the Falcons. And my question for you guys this week is, if you were to have a beer with one Falcons current player, who would it be?
That's a really good question, Bosek. Yeah, I like that. Reed, you start, because I need to think on that one.
People are going to think I'm going with the easy answer, but I want to talk seriously to Roddy White. You're in this league for 10 years. The guy's got 10 franchise records. He's outspoken. Sometimes he doesn't always speak his mind, this year especially. But for all his records, I know he's very, very proud of his 2 most prized possessions, his children. So I think I could learn a lot from Roddy White just off the field, speaking of the life in the NFL, but also being a dad and what that's like.
What do you got, Jay?
Give me Matt Bryant any day. Guy's got stories for days. Love listening to him. I spend a lot of time when we're in the locker room, there's not a whole lot going on, just over there chatting with Matt. Great guy. Perfect choice to have a beer with.
I think I'm going to go with my brother, William Moore. He calls me Matt Moe, and I go with Willie Moe. So it might be fun to have a beer with him. That guy has got some good stories. He's fun. He's going to, kind of be the life of the party when you go and have that beer with him. So I'm going to go with my man, Willie Moe. What else you got for us, Bosek?
Another question, the last question is, if you were to tell me your favorite, most memorable interaction with a current or past NFL player in the league.
All right, so I could speak for 30 minutes on this.
You could write a book on
I've
this.
I've been here for a minute. I've had some pretty cool interactions. Man, that's really good. I'll tell you a really funny one is, and this one kind of sticks out. So Sam Baker, Matt Ryan, their rookie year. We had just gone through the tumultuous, bad NFL 2007 season. It was bad. So we were like, look, we got to change the vibe. We got to introduce the city to these 2 rookies, 2 first-round picks. So, I can't believe the organization agreed to this, but they let us have them for 2 full days. And we took them to the Varsity. We took them to the zoo, the aquarium, Turner Field, Fox Theater for Oklahoma. And so we made a video of it, and we had this cool, like $100,000 Mercedes car that the Mercedes dealership loans us, right? So it's this convertible. And I'm driving this thing thinking I'm awesome. I'm driving this thing all around. So I have Sam Baker. I'm giving him, I pick him up. I drive him around all 2 days. And then, you know, it's day two. We're so tired. We're heading back. He's like, man, I'm hungry. I'm like, oh, where do you want to go? It's on me. You know, we'll put it on the old corporate card. And Sam Baker and I proceed to spend $26 at Wendy's. And I only got like a combo meal. I don't know, somebody wearing this $100,000 Mercedes. And I've got to figure out how I'm going to say, someone's going to say, well, what did you spend $16 or $26 at Wendy's on? Well, Sam Baker was hungry. We had ran him around. So, but I got a lot. One day we'll have to do a whole podcast on that.
Yeah. For me, I got to go back to, I think it was my first year here, and it was honestly, it was one of my first travel games, and I can't remember where it was, but you know, it used to be where we would come downstairs and there would be a section where you could have team meal after we fly in. And so I'm down there, and some of the players are getting ready to go to a meeting, and dinner's not quite set, and so I'm standing out in the hallway talking to a couple of staff members, and over in that area comes Tony Gonzalez and Michael Turner and Matt Ryan. And they're standing there waiting for their meeting to start. And so I'm just standing there talking to staff, and I'm just minding my own business. And Tony looks at me and he goes, hey, you're the social media guy. I'm like, yeah. he's like, I've seen some of your tweets and everything. I'm like, oh, that's great. And so we start talking about social media. Michael Turner jumps in and Matt Ryan jumps in about how much they – didn't like social media, and they thought there's no reason to be on there. Now, Tony at the time was working a couple of business deals on Twitter, so he was you know, very active and trying to promote his different products. But so it was just a surreal moment because I'm having a debate, and Tony Gonzalez is on my team against Matt Ryan and Michael Turner, and so I don't know that I paid too much attention to what was actually being said, because in my head I kept saying, oh my God, don't say anything stupid. Don't say anything stupid. So I don't even know if I said anything stupid, but it was early on when I was still kind of a little starstruck.
And fast forward a few years, Matt Ryan reaches out to you to start his Twitter account.
Starts his Twitter account. And that was a fun night.
So you laid the foundation there. I like that.
That's it. I would say Tony and I won that.
You did.
Yeah.
Deep stories. I'm going to go to the side of behind the life of these professional athletes and what it takes to get here. I was fortunate enough to have an internship where I worked for Pro Football Hall of Famer wide receiver Chris Carter down at his training camp in Boca Raton, Florida. And to see guys like Ricky Williams, Randy Moss, and these guys come in and train the kind of crazy things they do, which our guys here with the Falcons do as well, like running full speed, 20 miles an hour on inverted treadmills and just doing crazy things like that. So just to see the way these guys put everything into their work off the field, behind the scenes. They talk about the cliched. I know you like cliches.
Love them.
Blood, sweat, and tears. Literally, you see that in the weight room, in the training rooms, 100-degree heat out in the fields, running sprints and doing all that kind of stuff. It's just amazing to see when people think professional athletes live the lifestyle. Trust me, they're working for it.
That's good stuff. That's really
good questions, Bosek.
Hey, yeah. Bosek, you have a favorite one you've had so far here? Put you on the spot.
First thing that comes to mind is I was walking.
No. I know your answer. Your answer is when Julio Jones showed you and I pictures of his buddy who had a pet kangaroo.
No, that's not my answer. That's a good one. I didn't know I was allowed to tell that one.
Yeah, there's a lot. Let's just mention there are a lot of stories here. We had to cycle through quite a few before we got some that we could actually use.
That's a true story?
What you got?
Yeah, that's a true story about Julio Jones.
Wow. I was there.
I was walking from the studio into the lobby with one of these chairs, and these chairs are decent. They're high chairs. And I have my hands full, and all of a sudden I'm walking, and I'm about to go through a door, and Matt Ryan's walking about 10 feet in front of me. And I was like, do I ask him to hold the door for me? So I waited. I was like, he's opening the door. He's punching his coat. I was like, hey, Matt, do you mind holding the door for me? He's like, yeah, no. So here I am, this little guy asking a franchise quarterback to hold the door open for me.
Very nice.
Yeah, that's amazing. I didn't that's know
that. Awesome. He's totally nice about it. He's that's, totally
that's of course great. He was. He's the best.
He's the best.
Very good stuff, Brian. I like the break with Bosek there. That's good. Real quick, let's get one more thing on the Cleveland Browns before we get into our picks. Josh Gordon's returning. What are your thoughts on that? What does that mean for this game?
You know, I've gone back and forth on this because, I wonder sometimes if we kind of overestimate game readiness and the physicality that comes with that. Talking to William Moore, I don't think we do. I think there is something to that where, you know, you need some time to kind of get game ready. And when you talk about not being available for 10 weeks or 11 weeks or whatever it's been, you can run as much as you want to on the side and all that kind of stuff, but I think there's a different level of physicality that comes with playing in a game. I expect him to go as much as he's able to, and I think the Falcons are preparing that way, so I'd be surprised if they held him back at all. Certainly changes a lot of things. It's a guy you got to account for, and now you talk about Robert Alford being out for 2 to 4 weeks. I mean, that also changes things as well, so... I think it's a matchup to watch, and I think I don't know that we'll get Josh Gordon's best, but I think that he's certainly a dangerous weapon that you're going to have to keep an eye on.
Yeah, and I think you hit it right on the head. I think that's why Coach Smith and the players are both talking like, hey, he's going to come out, he's going to have his A game, he's going to be the best that we've seen, so they're ready for that, so they're not surprised by anything. Kamal said the same thing. They expect him big plays to come from him if he's open, obviously, which they're hoping he's not. And then I talked to Robert McClain about stepping in for Alford. He's obviously excited, ready to seize the moment. And again, game by game, practice by practice mentality. Yeah, that's what he talked about.
Let's get to our picks. I think I'm on a get. Yep, there we go. I went from the foam hand to the peace sign, baby. So I won that last week. I had Roddy White. You told me in the press box you had True Fine. You had Steven Jackson.
I know.
I don't remember.
Listen, you had OC, correct?
Yeah, I had OC.
All right. All not bad games, but hey, look at this. I'm in contention. I went from the foam finger to contention.
Okay, let's not get carried away. Overreaction Thursday here.
You know, I want to pick, so I get to go first. I want to pick Eric Weems just based on the Mic'd Up. If you haven't watched the Mic'd Up yet, make sure you watch that. Austin, Nicole, and Brian did a great job shooting, and Austin put that together. It's one of the best pieces we put on our site in a long, long time. If you want to
get, can we show the guy on the couch here?
If you want to get access.
There he is.
If you want to get access into what it's like playing on special teams, go watch Eric Weems because it's pretty cool. And we're going to Mike Stupar. His special teams compadre there, but I'm not going to pick Weems. I am going to pick Devontae Freeman. Devontae Freeman is my pick.
That was yours,
Devontae Freeman. Man. Who you got, Jay?
Well, now you just stole my pick.
All right, go read.
I'm riding the Julio Jones bus. Like, I can't wait to see this. He's due for a breakout game. Yes, he missed practice during the week with an illness. Coach Smith said they're expecting him back. So Julio under the radar. I don't know how that's possible, but look for a big game. Returning to the Georgia Dome.
All right, I'm going with the other running back. I'm going with Steven Jackson. He's going to get more carries than Devontae, but Devontae's got the bigger playability. But I think you're going to have to ride Steven Jackson all the way to a win in this one.
All right, there you go. Good stuff, guys. Enjoyed doing the Falcon Cast with you. Hope we come back 1-0 again. 1-0 mentality, right?
We need to know who would you what
member who would you want to have a soda or a beer
who
with?
Who would you want to have a soda with?
Who would you want to have a soda pop with?
Use hashtag Falcon Cast.
Yep. There you go.
Just got the thumbs up from Bosek.
Thanks again, guys. We'll see you next week after the Cleveland Browns game as we get ready for the – who we play next? I don't know because we're only focused on the Cleveland Browns. You see what I did there? We'll see you next week on Falcon Cast.